531. PMN News at 3. Kia ora ana. I'm Atitahi Potaka News. The Post Primary Teachers Association says it will call off industrial action if genuine progress is made in negotiations with the government. Thousands of teachers will strike next Wednesday and hold rolling strikes next term. 50,000 educators across the country went on strike last Thursday, calling for better pay to meet the rising cost of living and more support and resources. The PPTA's acting president, Chris Abercrombie, says members want the government to sort things.
We don't want to engage in industrial action. We want a settled environment. We want to get back to the job we love. But we also want to ensure that we have enough teachers in our system.
The Ministry of Education says it's disappointing that PPTA has decided to strike as they are in the middle of mediation to work towards a settlement. Kāinga Ora is offering to permanently rehome 268 tenants whose properties were damaged in the Auckland anniversary weekend floods. It says some have already moved out and it's still trying to find 93 homes for the rest. 609 Kāinga Ora homes were damaged in the flooding and some were written off while others are being repaired with tenants still living in them. The agency says its immediate priority is fixing heat pumps for the tenants before winter and will significantly reduce the rent for tenants in flood-damaged homes. To the Pacific, the European Union is offering just over $300,000 to provide crucial humanitarian assistance to Vanuatu families affected by the cyclones. EU Pacific says the aid will address the needs of 26,000 people in some of the hardest hit areas in the provinces of Malampa, Sanma, Tawhia and Toba. The aid includes the provision of emergency shelter, essential household items, hygiene materials, as well as health and psychological support. A Tana Island local in Vanuatu's Tawhia province says it's not safe to drink water on the island. The province, along with Shefa, are the worst affected areas from the severe twin cyclones almost 3 weeks ago. Alisa Numake from Tana says people are also hungry after their crops were destroyed.
We normally get water from the running rivers, but now like the rivers are very dirty and we have the water for the supply, but it's not safe to drink.
The government says dried food supplies are expected to reach everyone in the two provinces by the end of the week. The Super W season kicks off this weekend and all eyes are on the Fijian Dura leading up their opening game on home soil. The Fijian women shocked the rugby world last year, drowning the undefeated Waratahs to win the Super W title. New coach Male Inoke says 2023 will be just as big or even better than last season. The first game will be on Saturday afternoon against the Brumbies women in Nandi. That's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.